Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit, and my name brings honor to the land.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
The touch of Jesus does change lives. Almost daily, I have folks tell me something that has changed in their life because of Jesus. I love to hear those testimonies. The name of Jesus is lifted up and glorified by them. I hope and pray today that Jesus is touching your life. If he is not, I'm praying that it is going to happen in the near future. For I know that the touch of my Lord and Savior upon your life will be a great blessing.
How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secret? You prayed, how long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden?
Since you knew that he cared for you.
I remember as a youngster hearing preachers tell the story of Jesus crossing the lake of Galilee, stepping out of the boat onto the shore to meet a demon-possessed man. And that man fell at the feet of Jesus. He screamed out at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." Now, I don't know how you have responded to hearing of such a meeting, but just the thought of being there, hearing this man scream in such a fashion, sends chills through me. And hearing about how his neighbors tried to subdue the man with chains and guards to prevent him from hurting himself and others tells me that his behavior was very disturbing to many. He caused people to be afraid. He wore no clothes. He lived in the cemetery, and he cut himself and cried out in agony. He was a tortured man, haunted and hounded by evil spirits that possessed him. No one had been successful before in controlling the man. For some time, this had been going on. Many attempts were made to chain this very uncomfortable and dangerous situation. But the day Jesus came, there was a great change. Jesus was able. He brought peace and sanity to that which was troubled and crazy. He changed the man, the way he lived. He used to be, there with chains and guards placed around him. But the touch of Jesus made the difference. Jesus commanded many demons who were torturing him to come out. They left the man. And when the town folks came out, they saw this crazy demon-possessed man sitting at the feet of Jesus. And he was dressed. And he was in his right mind. What a change Jesus brought to this man. What a difference in the way he lived. When Jesus was leaving, the man asked to go with him. But Jesus sent him to his own home with the instructions to tell those at home what God had done for him. So instead of living in seclusion among the tombs, cutting himself against the stones, bringing fear to all the people nearby, this man went into town, and he began to tell his story about how Jesus had helped him. From everything being abnormal, uncontrollable, painful, and disturbing, the touch of Jesus came, bringing with it control, peace, and a right mind. What a wonderful blessing, both to the man and to others. I would suggest that the touch of Jesus in the life of a sinner does the same thing. The life of sin is far from normal. Sin takes control. And the very things we do not want to do, we do. The things we want to do, we don't. Pain comes in many forms. Some sins physically hurt others as well as ourselves. I wonder how many domestic disturbances are the result of someone's drunkenness. Oftentimes, wives and children are physically abused by the one who should be protecting them. Anger has left far too many loved ones and friends dead from an uncontrollable outburst. How many marriages can you recall that have been destroyed by unfaithful partners? Have you been the victim of a theft? Was it just a lawnmower taken from your backyard or a stolen identity that wiped out your entire bank account? Or was it that trusted employee that took the cash and ran? The emotional scars will probably last a lifetime for ladies who have been the victims of date rape. How many more tears will be shed over the lifeless bodies of young teens who have imbibed in drinking and driving and in drugs? How many will cry over the innocent victims of drive-by shootings that are done for revenge? How many more children will suffer from hunger because parents have chosen to buy their beer instead of beans? Sin does bring chaos and pain into our lives. Well, Jesus can remove sin just like he removed the demons from the man. There is the touch of Jesus. He can make the difference. He can bring control to where there is none. He can truly change us. He can and he will if we let him. A drastic change came into the life of that man among the Gerasenes. The touch of Jesus may need to bring that kind of change in our lives as well. The question comes as to how. How can Jesus change us? When he brought the change to the man on the shore, he was here on earth. With his miraculous powers, he commanded and it was done. But how can he change us today? His word of truth is the source for our change. Through our response to the word of God, there is spiritual healing and life. We must come to believe in the word and trust it. Once we come to that point in our lives, then we can begin to obey the commands of God. We'll be turned toward finding and knowing God and Jesus and the Word. And through the help and work of God's Holy Spirit and the encouragement from other saints with whom we worship and serve, we follow the pathway of righteousness. We meet Jesus through the testimony of his word. It is said of the scriptures, the word of God is the living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the attitudes of the heart. Our encounter with Jesus must come through the word of God. Have you opened your heart to the Bible? If you want or need a meeting with Jesus, let me invite you into the word. You'll find him there. He'll be ready to deal with whatever needs you may have. Come meet with Jesus. He will change you.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.